This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For pound, this is the best radio program on the air, no question about it. I'm Doug Steffen, trying to do something about. I have to see Dr. Ken next week, so he always chastises me for my either my weight or whatever, my more cholesterol stuff than anything else. So I'm going to be very good today, ladies. I'm being very, very healthy. Oh, I usually am pretty health conscious, but I'm more health conscious because I don't want to listen to him. Give me the old rag-a-rooney. All right, Jennifer Horn with her smile very graciously here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner as well. All to extract from each other our thoughts about what's going on today in the event department, the event category. I thought it was kind of nice that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, his wife, have made a goal to raise $30 million for the people of Ukraine, and they're already halfway there. Hashtag Stand With Ukraine is something, if you want to put, Jay, that up for people to participate in if they would like to. That's one of, we were talking about charities and stuff, how you can help the Ukrainians. I think she has Ukrainian blood, doesn't she?
Was she's born from Ukraine. Ukraine. Yeah.
Right. She was born there.
Yeah. Aren't they matching up to like $3 million? Isn't
I think
that
they
the
are.
Deal?
Yes. Yeah, right.
That's great.
So, speaking of $3 million, Jennifer lives on one side of the hill. There are communities like Bel Air and Beverly Hills. You all hear about the real estate market and how crazy some of the homes are. So I remember when I, one winter, I think it was 4 years, maybe 5 years ago, the first year that I didn't have a house of my own, I rented a place up on Bellagio, which is in Bel Air. And as, every day I drove by this huge, it was beyond a home. It was this big. You've seen pictures of it, Jennifer. I don't know if you ever drove by it or not.
I don't know if they allow my kind up there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this huge, huge place up the side of the hill took them 4 years to build it. They listed it at $295 million. Mm. And it was the costliest house ever built. It was sold at auction last weekend. Let's see, $177 million. No, $141 million. The record for a house was $177 million last October in Malibu, paid by some guy from, what a surprise, an Arab from the Middle East. That's who owns all those places up there. Anyway. So this guy who had the home that built it had a mortgage on it for $130 million, and he went bankrupt.
Like, what is that monthly payment like?
Yeah. Well,
I'm just always
what
wondering.
Are your property taxes?
Yeah.
That's what I'm curious
right.
about.
I mean, but, like, what is that mortgage payment? Like, $130 well, million mortgage mortgage.
As you figure like, it, even, you know, you have a down payment. What is the usual down payment? 10% now?
20%.
20%, yeah.
Okay, so 20% of 200 million is 40 million. So you got to have 40 million to get into the place. Mm-hmm. 12, let's see, well, no, interest rates would be fairly low. This place sold for 238 million, and it was owned by a hedge fund. And then they sold it to some guy, and it's just gone down and down and down. So the original developer, the guy who started it, actually got his money out of it. But you just think about things in the ridiculousness department, and that's one of them. All right, so here's another. While we're in California, just for a moment, a California police officer was sentenced last week to 6 years in jail for shooting an unarmed, mentally ill man 9 times as he drove away from a curb. He didn't understand what the police were telling him to do. So the San Francisco
And I don't think the
cop.
Police understood that he was mentally ill.
No,
and,
they didn't.
And
so how do you?
The problem.
Yeah, but so then under the circumstances.
So wait, they
how
pulled him over.
You?
What? Wait, what's the story? So that he got pulled over and then he drove away.
Yeah, he didn't know what was, but they were asking him to do, so he just drove
and
away.
And then he was killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still don't understand why the goal isn't to just, you know, take somebody down, like, without killing them. Everyone ends up dead. It just, it doesn't, I don't understand.
Well, I think that's why the guy is facing jail time now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see what's going on with the Supreme Court, shall we? They rejected the Republican challenge for court-ordered congressional maps in North Carolina and Pennsylvania. Do we have a backgrounder here on this? I'm with
redistricting,
the people
who more are, of that.
Yeah, but I guess redistricting, gerrymandering, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Everybody tries to protect their own their party, the Republicans, Democrats, whatever it is. And there is always an unfair advantage that comes out of these things. So this one went to but there is also the question about voter rights. That was not a solution that came out of the Supreme Court here.
Typically, it depends on who runs the state house. And what's really hard to understand about redistricting is that every state has a different rule for it. So some people, the power lies in the state house. In California, they have a so-called independent commission or a not-so-independent commission, depending on how you look at it. Mm-hmm. But, so it really depends on how your state is set up. But a lot of these decisions have been taken all the way up through the court system. And this is... Unfortunately, I think the volleying that we see every 10 years after census data is released, everybody trying to fight for the most favorable map for their party.
Right. Yeah, right. But the party system there's something basically inherently wrong with it, as it turns out, I think, anyway. It should be the most important. We have nonpartisan elections here. Many communities have nonpartisan elections.
I think what would be more unfair is if we never changed it. I mean, I know it's annoying to hear about the court battles and stuff, but think about if we were still living under the same system as we were 50, or, you know, the same congressional map system as we were 50 years ago. It wouldn't make any sense. So obviously with population, you have to make these changes. I think this is probably the most fair way to do it. I think it frustrates a lot of people because it does get volleying back and forth on politics. But if you never made changes, you'd have a lot of people that were not represented in the right way in Congress. So we have
I don't feel like I'm represented in Congress. The woman who represents my district, who's Nancy Pelosi's henchman,
you're talking to someone who lives in Adam Schiff's district. I understand.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you also want to make sure that the population matches up. So, for instance, if suburbs are starting to grow, your city center is going to have too much representation and your suburbs won't have any representation if you don't make changes based on census numbers. So just as far as population goes, not politics, it's probably the best way to do it.
All right. Also, with the Supreme Court, they said they will not review a decision that frees Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His lawyers pushed it through the court system up to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. But this was about him becoming free, right?
He is free.
I know he is.
Yeah.
So I'm confused with what you just said. Somebody wanted to put him back in jail. Right?
Yes, the prosecution, right? Wasn't there, the prosecution wanted to have his release overturned.
Yeah.
And so the Supreme Court, it went all the way up and they just didn't, I guess they're just not going to take it on.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some question about, Cosby's lawyers had said that the district attorney they called it a reprehensible bait and switch, that there was something in there about he wouldn't go to jail if he he had made a secret promise with Cosby that if he admitted to what he did that he wouldn't go to jail, and it was this whole thing behind the scenes. So yeah, so he's still a creep and he's still free.
There you go.
There's the synopsis.
There's the headline and the end line.
And he was
right
creepy
there.
With our own Jen
still
Horn
a creep
here. So
and
creep.
Still, yeah.
I thought he was really nice until it sunk in afterwards.
Yeah. Literally and figuratively. The Defense Department is going to shut down the Navy's fuel tank facility in Hawaii at Pearl because of what we've been talking about, for the last couple of months?
It's
been leaking and leaking and leaking.
And with no way to fix it.
Well,
they
need to do is build another one, and then they take this one apart and they, put a housing development on the land or whatever they do.
Yeah, but the thing that's really annoying about this, and like you know, local Hawaii news has been talking about it, and then we kind of picked it up a couple months ago. But not a lot of people are talking about this, and 6,000 people have been made sick by this contaminated water. 4,000 of them are military families. I mean, this is a military base. Like, how are we treating our military families if they were so sick, their hair was falling out, their children became sick? They had all kinds of digestive issues, and none of it stopped until they started drinking bottled water instead. I mean, they were showering in this. Like, this was a horrific, horrific thing that happened that just no one talked about. I mean, except us. We were talking about it because it was outrageous. But it's just, it's wild to me. Like, for all these people who claim to be so pro-military, well, here's an example of how you could have used your voice to help
the
military
idea
families.
Of being military in terms of hardware and what they can do, but not the people.
Well, you
who
know
operate.
What I'm talking about. All the like
yeah,
fake
no,
patriots
know,
are all like pro-military.
You know,
well, here's
I
an example of a story
veterans.
You ignored.
Yeah, completely ignored. All right, no stories ignored here. We're on it. The download right now at djvshow.com has a focus on Gene Simmons calling out all those who are musicians in his stead to talk. Talk about taking Russia off of the touring schedule. I think that's been pretty successful too, hasn't it? I think almost all acts everywhere. I mean, you don't
well,
think
at this
of Russia
point you have to just be
stupid.
Place, but, yeah. If you want to go to Russia right now, you just have to be stupid to do it.
Yeah.
Beyond, you know, the ethics of the business part of it.
Yeah, lots of things available in rewind form on all the episodes of DJV Download. You can get that, plus the whole show runs all day, every day, at djvshow.com. The podcast as well. You can find a different place to click at djvshow.com. Or, in fact, listen to the podcast wherever you get the other podcasts you listen to.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So it looks like Rogers and Woodley are on again. That was on again, off again, right, Jay? But it looks like they're on again. They went to a wedding over the weekend.
Are those two Muppets in the balcony? Rogers and who?
I don't know. It just, you know, people get themselves all worked up about this stuff. Go
sources
ahead.
Are definitely saying that they were over for sure, but it seems like they've rekindled. They just have that attraction to each other. Opposites attract.
Lovely. Exactly. She doesn't shower and he does. Well, swell stuff. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets. and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, "Dr. Jack, what do you think?" they're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to what's trending here this portion of the hour on the DJV program with Jay Kirshner going through all the social media, things that are on our accounts, things that she observes elsewhere. It looks like there's a thread here to what's going on in England with the royal family, starting with the Queen, who's moving out, right?
Yeah, she's going to go to Windsor Castle. She's done with Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, me too.
She spent a lot of time recently at Windsor Castle. That's where Prince Philip had his final days, and that's where her ponies are and her gardens and everything. So that's where she's going to be. Prince Charles, of course, when he becomes king, he'll move to Buckingham Palace. He has apparently conceded that Buckingham stays headquarters for the monarch, even though he prefers his Clarence House in London.
Well, they don't really live in Buckingham Palace. Kind of like the... It's not a permanent residence. It's like the White House where the...
It was like her summer residence, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because no, I'm trying to think when I lit Buckingham Palace, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that
yeah.
her summer residence? Because when I lived there were certain times that you couldn't visit when she was in residence. And I think it was like spring or summer, early summer maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like a big office building. It's very elaborate, but that's kind of what it is. It's headquarters for the monarchy. The royalty, that's what it is, and all the staff and stuff. So, yeah, but it's an immense, if you ever drive around it, you drove around it, right, Victoria?
Yeah.
And you were there, and you go around the back where all the horses
I've been in
stuff.
Parts of it that was open, you know, for tours and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's
very
you have
ordinate.
To do it if you go to London. Yeah.
Yep. All right, speaking of the royals, Prince Charles is going to help his brother out a little bit, looks like, Jay.
Yeah, Prince Andrew's multi-million-dollar sex suit settlement. It's somewhere between $9 million and $12 million, which the Duke of York doesn't exactly have right now. He's going to be selling his Switzerland ski chalet for roughly $22.5 million, but that money's not going to come in time.
So why don't they all have the same amount? Why don't all the children have the same amount of money, or has Andrew just squandered his?
Well, he's a spare, right? I don't know that he's. I don't know how much he's had, but you know, he's not ever going to be in line to be the king. So
no.
Charles, I guess, probably has maybe more of a stipend or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, both Prince Charles and the Queen are pitching in to help, and apparently Prince Andrew will pay them back. Who knows? You know, whatever. But
how?
The settlement is due. Yeah, the settlement is due in less than 2 weeks, and the chalet is not going to sell for probably another month or two.
He's a little old to be a gigolo, so whether that...
Fergie's going to be out in the cold then, because she was living in that chalet with him, so... Poor
like
Fergie.
That.
No, they live, they live on the grounds in Windsor.
Well, they were also sharing that chalet, too, because she's on the deed. I was reading a thing about the sale of it. But, yeah, it's like poor Fergie. She always gets the short end of the stick with that family and with Andrew.
How about
with
poor,
her husband. Ugh.
Yeah. Poor Pamela Anderson, who now is going to Broadway. I'm having a hard time trying to figure out how or what that's going to look.
Yeah.
Right?
She's going to be Roxy
Anderson.
Hart.
On Broadway? Is she?
That's going to be awful.
I know. It's going to be a total train wreck, but, you know, although maybe, who knows, maybe it won't be.
So who's the producer?
I saw the show with Christy Brinkley in it, and I love Christy Brinkley, but she was awful. I don't know why they keep putting in celebrities. I don't even know if it draws people in. It's just not good. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, you got to wonder who all...
Unless it's somebody who can really, like, sing and dance and, you know, like Mel B from the Spice Girls did it. I mean, there are
Brooke Shields.
Who Jen said was terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, well, but Brooke Shields bringing a crowd. It isn't whether you're good or not, it's whether you can bring in a crowd. 28 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with free in-home water tests from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Russian invasion continues in Ukraine, the United Nations warns Ukraine is facing a growing humanitarian crisis, with reports of tens of thousands of Ukrainians are without food, water, and heat. President Zelensky talking to UK's Parliament via a translator.
We will not give up and we will not lose. We will fight till the end at sea, in the air. We will continue fighting.
After Secretary of State Anthony Blinken offered the idea of sending jets to the conflict, the United States has rejected Poland's offer to send its MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine via a U.S. airbase in Germany, saying the proposal raised serious concerns for the entire NATO alliance. The charity's Aid Foundation's World Giving Index is reporting America was the world's most generous country this past decade. Not only do we give money, but 72% of Americans help strangers. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Environmental Protection Agency is set to release millions of genetically altered mosquitoes that are seeking to ward off their natural disease-causing offspring. They're to be released soon in Florida and California, developed by biotechnology company Oxitech. The altered mosquitoes are genetically modified so that males, which do not bite, are released into the wild with females that do bite. The resulting offspring will never survive to reach maturity, the company claims. Opponents say the lack of widespread peer review scientific data is a cause for concern. President Biden's claims Tuesday that his administration has not limited domestic oil production are not true, according to Representative Pete Sessions, Republican from Texas, told Newsmax after President Biden announced a ban on Russian oil imports.
They want to get from our bitter enemies their energy rather than taking care of what's necessary here. So how far out of Texas the president and Democrats? They should today go back and build the XL pipeline, because so what if it's some months away from completion? We need to start. The Russian problem is here, and we're going to need to help take care of Europe with our exports, which we can easily do.
It was on this day in 1959, the first Barbie doll goes on display at the American Toy Fair in New York City. 11 inches tall, Barbie was the first mass-produced toy doll in the United States with adult features. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 34 after the hour now. This is the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome, with Jennifer Horn at my side and Victoria Keelan at my side and Jay Kirshner at my side. How can I be anything other than a winner? I have realized that, as Victoria is happy to point out, the older I get, the greater power I seem to have to help the world. There are a lot of things I think that are the business about being older is great for teasing and it's fun, but there's also a certain amount of responsibility that goes with the knowledge that you have accrued. You need to pass it on to your children, to your grandchildren, to people who will listen. Maybe that's the problem. People won't listen. Yeah, but you know, you look around and you see all the things. Who would have thought? This is a subtext to what's going on in Ukraine. One of the things that the Russians are doing, apparently there are a lot of Africans who live in Ukraine.
And students, a lot of African students.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of good schools there. Anyway, when the Russians have blown into town, they're either killing the black students, or taunting them. There are a lot of them who've been they were going to schools that they blew up the schools and the dorms so that these people are all homeless, no place to go. I wonder what that tells you about the Russians, much as anything else, or certain groups of Russians, anyway.
But yet they're denazifying, so don't worry.
Right.
Fine.
Yeah, no, they're acting fine. Just like Nazis and claiming to denazify. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, look in the mirror. There are a lot of satellite images floating around this week that show more than 75% of the Amazon rainforest struggling to recover from all those wildfires. There are, well, other things, too. There have been droughts that have affected the region.
The deforestation is really bad. That president of Brazil, who I guess now has promised to curb some of the logging, but they've just been clearing all the land to have more beef cattle, which is, you know, hard. That's not great for the environment anyway. And then when you take away the trees to absorb, you know, the carbon dioxide, it's just, it looks like it's a pretty dire picture.
Well, it just is, it doesn't really.
Or it's a lot worse than they thought it was. Let's put it that way.
It doesn't speak to the impact that the photosynthetic process, it's like the people are forgetting about that. And that's so important to life. If we don't have, and it changes, obviously, with the season, when there's lots of foliage in the southern hemisphere during our winter, their summer, then that helps the whole planet. Same as what happens up here in the northern hemisphere. You need that photosynthetic process, which is, it doesn't happen without greenery. It doesn't happen without trees and other, and the grass doesn't do too much. But I mean, plants, corn and things like that have a photosynthetic aspect to them. But mostly it's the deciduous trees, maple trees, oak trees, all those trees that exchange the carbon dioxide for oxygen. That's how they work. It's amazing and marvelous. You understand how things work, but we, you know, these people are not thinking, or they're just thinking about the bottom line, the dollar, it doesn't square with what reality is or what thinking people are doing. The environment, this business, I was talking earlier about how China has been producing, they're taking a lot of the good food from America, including apples, making apples, they're taking our apple juice, buying it, bringing it to China, and then they're producing apple juice over there and they're bringing it here and it has arsenic in it. This is another one of these things. When you hear the stories, you think to yourself, what the hell, who's leading this country and what are they thinking? There is no bar. There should be a complete wholesale bar to selling our wheat, our pork, whatever we produce here, until we sell it after there's an excess. There's a surplus, then we sell it. If there's no surplus and we need it all, keep it here. And when instead,
it's ridiculous because we send our food there and they send their crap here.
Crap here, exactly. Right. And you look at the fact that I was mentioning a little earlier how the Chinese are hoarding food supplies because they think if there's a war over in Taiwan, they're going to get shut off, just like the Russians have been shut off now. Then you wonder to yourself, how important it is, are these people that are leaders really sane? They put themselves in these positions. Okay, I got to take over Ukraine. I got to take over Taiwan. Why? What the hell difference does it make? What do you think the people, who cares who runs Taiwan?
Because it's power. We've talked about that.
Yeah, but so they're going to screw themselves because if this goes bad, you know, they're hoarding all of this, the food and stuff. But if it goes bad, then what happens then? That's the end of a long regime. And it could go bad. There's a lot of risk in China going to Taiwan. It's not like Hong Kong. At all. You know, Hong Kong, okay, yeah, here we go. It's not like that at all. So, word to the wise. World's biggest cruise ship, 5 times the size of the Titanic.
You should see pictures of this thing. It's unbelievable.
Wonder of the Seas, it's called. It weighs 240,000 tons. One wonders when you look at it how it stays afloat. Got 19 swimming pools, 20 restaurants, 11 bars, an ice rink, a casino, and its own version of Central Park.
Wow.
Good God. Royal Caribbean, huh? The maiden 7-day voyage from Fort Lauderdale. Let's see, 6,988 passengers. That's like a small town.
I know.
How do you function?
All coughing on the buffet hand.
Yeah, right.
18 decks. Let's see.
It has a 100-foot water slide. That's how high up it goes with an indoor ice rink. Like, it just...
Isn't there
who needs to go ice skating when they're in the Caribbean? I don't get that.
I do.
You want to be cold indoors at an ice rink and you could be sitting on the
ice
deck?
Skating, but I'd look at it. That'd be fun.
Oh, these people are crazy.
They have a bar that apparently if you start out in one spot and then the seats move... And moves you all around the deck so you get a different view. It's
my dream.
I'm not a cruise
just to not
person,
have to move, just to have it move me. With my cocktail in the hand. Great.
Speaking of cocktails, Jennifer.
Yeah.
There's a study out this week. One drink a day shrinks your brain. One pint
That's
of
right,
beer.
Doug.
That's one.
Yeah, my brain has shrunk to nothing.
Yeah, there you go. You guys are, see, I'm the one with the biggest brain here because I don't imbibe in any of this stuff.
Too bad you're hitting yours on tractors, so there's not.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of, lot of things.
I think a martini is less dangerous than a tractor.
Really? On average, people over the age of 50 who drink a pint of beer or a 6-ounce glass of wine. Let's see. They had brains that appeared 2 years older than those who only drink half of that. Brains of people at age who said they drank 3 alcoholic units a day had reductions of both white and gray matter. They are 3.5 years, their brains are 3.5 years older than their body.
See, I also think that this is kind of bogus because when you look at, like, the blue zones, you know, the parts of the world where people live the longest, daily wine is, like, part of it. It's part of their diet. Yeah. So I kind of call bogus on this.
Resveratrol. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, resveratrol. Good. So why'd you give me
Everyone
this?
In Italy is, like, 108 years old, and they drink wine every day. So, like, I don't really... Not
so why
this.
Did you give me that study, then, if it's
Because
bogus.
It's a conversation, and it's a real study. And I knew you would love it and go, see, this is why no one should drink.
I told you.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, well, so I did tell you.
See, it's predictable.
If I'm not lovable, I'm predictable. At any rate, dozens of beef jerky brands recalled in New Jersey. Leave it, see, that's where Victoria is. All the jerks are there. They even have beef jerkies.
We pump our fists, not our gas. Right. Yeah, and we eat beef jerky.
Right. Good for you. I can't even imagine you eating anything.
Ew,
like
I've never eaten any type of jerky ever in my entire life.
Have you ever snapped into a Slim Jim, though?
Ew, no. No.
Absolutely. Gross. Back when I ate red meat, Slim Jims and Mountain Dew.
Even when I ate red meat, I stayed away from that crap.
Oh, Jay, my
jerky
God,
is
I love
really
you.
Good.
But I think that Jen probably liked that because wasn't that a wrestler who used to do that?
Yes, it was. Right? Yeah. I've never had a Slim Jim, but the Macho Man Randy Savage used to say, snap into a Slim Jim. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
My God. The brands in question, let's see, apparently there's a problem with some of the beef jerky or jerky, whatever it is.
Yeah, there's a problem.
Bacteria.
It's beef jerky.
Yeah. But now you can get listeria on top of just dying young.
Fever,
from
stomach problems, convulsions.
No kidding. Stomach problems from beef jerky that you bought at a gas station? I can't imagine how anybody would be surprised.
Pregnant women, look out.
What I'm sorry, but what pregnant woman is eating Slim Jims? Oh.
Jay's like, shut up, Victoria. Yeah, you guys are totally judging me. My first trimester with Mac, I was so sick. The only thing I could tolerate was McDonald's cheeseburgers, just the meat and cheese. Nothing else on it.
Nothing else,
Every day.
That's terrible.
For 12
weeks. That's like a first cousin to beef jerky.
Hmm. These are the brands in question, Jay. Bacon Mama, Jamama, Durban Farms Market, Goldmine Jerky, and Jerked Out.
Jerked Out? I want to be a fly on the wall of these marketing meetings when they come up with these names.
Oh, my God. Do we sound like elitists, though? I mean, a lot of people like these jerky.
You know what? Okay, so I'll make a true confession. Trader Joe's has turkey jerky that sometimes is very low in points, and it's actually not terrible.
It's probably a lot of protein.
It's good. It is good.
I mean, you'll have a stroke from the amount of the salt in it. But yeah. But if it's only 1 point, then go for it.
Other fooders here.
Tell her mom about it. She probably knows. She's like, oh, yeah, that turkey jerky.
Kevin's famous chili from The Office apparently is in Peacock's user agreement. Huh?
This is like a bizarre story. So The Office, Kevin, who was one of the characters on The Office.
Yeah.
One of the most, popular characters. The actor, I forget his name now, but the actor who plays Kevin, is the most requested person on Cameo, which seems crazy, but he is. And so he apparently in an episode of The Office makes his family's secret recipe chili. So Peacock, which owns The Office property, if you sign through the user agreement, if you really scroll all the way down, they've hidden the recipe at the end of the user agreement. So some people who are like really determined to get Kevin's chili's recipe are scrolling through like pages and pages of legal speak, and then they're getting to the end of it, and the reward is the recipe for the chili. Apparently it's very good. People make it on TikTok.
Does this give you faith in humanity, or do you get discouraged when you...
Of course not.
...read through some of this stuff? This for the Office. I don't even think... I never thought that was a funny... I like Steve Carell. I like Krasinski. But I never thought...
Krasinski.
Well, whatever it is. You know. All right. 48. Enough criticism of the boss. 48 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Zara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for a word to the wise. What's the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. Here's a wise lady named Maria Trilogy who has gotten some of her wisdom by studying for decades astrology. Astrology is a very important part of my life, her life. I think many people could gain by understanding what the stars really mean. We said when the war got started, this is where, whatever they're calling it, I guess it's a war, that it was at a horrible time. It was a good time if you don't want the war to last or how you want it to come out. Not a great time for Putin. And so as the war continues, a lot of people want to know how this is going to shake out. I think I've looked at some stuff, Maria, and figured by April, maybe the early part, middle part of April, he'd be done. So let's just spend some time here today astrologically, talking about where Putin's chart is and where Russia's chart is and how long this all is going to last. Where do you think it's going?
After you asked me to take a look at what's going on here, some, of course, as always, astrology doesn't foretell so much the future. Although we can look at the different trends that go on. And with this Ukrainian-Russian, whatever we are calling it, like you said, war, we are really in with Pluto and Capricorn. I'm going to give you some of the astrology and then explain that. We are in the throes of sort of moving beyond the old guard where control is, the name of the day. And I think Putin would like to control, wants to possess with Pluto in Capricorn, and it won't be possible. The Ukrainians are very, very tough. They're strong. The Ukrainians are led by a leader who is of all signs an Aquarius. That is the sign of the future. So what we have coming up here is the Ukrainians got to gain their independence exactly 30 years ago. That is called a Saturn cycle. So what fascinates me, as always, is that they are now here fighting. Saturn is the fighter. It brings the challenges and the lessons. How strong is their resolve? And I do believe that their resolve is strong enough to fight for their justice, for what belongs to them. So it feels to me as if and I believe it is coming soon as well, there will have to be a reckoning that Ukraine is its own country. It wants to have its independence. And independence is the big word of the future as we go into these next 2 years, 22, 23, and into 24, where we are going to see more and more of the desire for what is just, what is equitable, and what is right. And I think this is sort of the precursor of what is to come on a bigger, and you know, in the bigger world, we're going to see more and more of a need to look at what is right for the world, what is right for the planet, what is right for each country. So I don't feel like this is going to last very long. And unfortunately, more there will always be a winner and a loser. And that is why we need to find peaceful conflict resolution here so that more people will not die.
Well, but I think that's pipe dream because that's not what Putin wants. What is his chart? We got about a minute here. His chart, does it end abruptly soon, hopefully?
Yes, because I think he's listening to people. You know, every leader has people around him. And I think Putin is coming to the realization that whatever information he was given is not going to work.
Astrologer Maria Trilogy will give you a great reading, and you'll find out more about yourself than you probably ever knew. Check her out at astrologer, the number 4, your life, at Gmail. That's the way to reach out to her. Call her at 310-548-1338. I know when I listen to people give numbers, if they only do it once, if they do it quickly, it's of no use, so I'll do it more slowly. 310-548-1338 or astrologer4yourlife@gmail connects to Maria Trilogy here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.